From here on the boulevard at SMU as we get ready for SMU-Baylor tonight. We got a little time to traipse through the wilderness with the wireless microphone and bring to you, the ticket listener, the scene here on the boulevard. And Corby's got it out there. Corby, do you have us?
I have you. Do you have me, Michael?
Loud and clear.
Wow, look at all these people. Thousands.
Look at them, would you?
Among thousands of ponies and bears, all right here.
Yes.
Many of them to talk to. Let's start with a girl that has caught our attention from minute one. Madam, what is your name?
My name's Holly Archer.
Holly Archer. Now, that does not sound like a Texan, does it? Where are you from, sweetheart?
I'm from England, so across the pond.
Across the pond, as they generically say. Now, what are you doing here?
I'm working with this company here, with Learfield Sports, so we're activating all these companies and the block suite parties and, yeah, making sure everyone has a good time, really.
When did you move over here?
3 years ago, so I'm now a senior, but I moved over here as a freshman.
Oh, you're in school at SMU?
I am indeed, yep.
And you're working?
And I'm working, interning, yep.
What about this, Mike? This is a go-getter, a European
go-getter. Wow, that's wonderful, madam.
Now, how often do you make it home?
I go home Christmas and summer, so get to see my relatives every now and then, but I'm in love with Dallas, so I'll be staying here for a couple of years, I think.
Now, let me ask you this, Holly Archer, from England. What part of England, by the way?
Cambridge, so south of London by about an hour.
And who is your football team over there?
West Ham United. No, Arsenal, please, in the area.
Look at this, a West Ham gal, Danny.
Does she know who the Beatles are?
It's the stupidest
question ever.
Ask her.
Name the four Beatles. Name two of the Beatles.
I don't think I can name the Beatles.
But you're aware of them.
I am aware of them. Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Clearly, you're a huge fan. You can not name one of them.
Not big enough fan as Mike over there, obviously.
She knows who they are, though.
Sorry, Mike.
It's okay.
That's all right.
She knows you, Mike.
That's all right,
she knows
madam.
You. Now,
I know her, too.
Senior, and when you go back over there, do your family, do they say that you're losing your accent?
Yep, they do indeed. They give me a lot of grief for it and a lot of hassle, so, yeah.
But do you think, over here it's so pronounced and just so overly
really
British.
Out.
Yeah, it does. But there, when you go home, I'm telling you, you spend enough time here, you start talking like us idiots.
That's not good.
We love the Americans. I love the Americans. I'll do a little accent for you. What do you want me to say?
In a Texas accent, just say your name.
Regonk.
Your major.
And Regonk.
And Regonk.
Okay. Hey, y'all. My name's Holly. I'm majoring in APSM, which is sports management.
Oh, you lost it.
Oh, got to watch that R.
Sports management.
Sports management. There you go.
This, the only thing you have to remember when doing an American accent, especially a Southern accent, is slow it down.
Oh, not speed it up, no?
No, just kind of be lazy about it, you know, and talk like this.
I'll remember that for the future.
Here. You got a boyfriend?
I don't, no.
Have you not had a boyfriend your entire time here?
No, no time for boys. No time for boys.
No time for boys?
An athlete, an intern, a student.
Okay. Do you like beer?
Yeah, I do like beer. I'll drink beer.
Has she ever dated an athlete?
Did you drink beer as a youngster? Because I picture everybody that lives in England, at one time their dad gives them a pint at like the age of 14.
I was absolutely blittered at the age of probably 12, so yes.
Really?
What kind of dental work did she have done? They start you young there,
but by the time of 18, you've got common sense, and you won't be plastered at school, so there's a bonus there.
Well, Holly Archer, you've been fascinating to talk to. Go down there and work your job. I'm glad you're not wearing cowboy boots. You know, that seems to be the look of the day.
Yeah, I nearly got persuaded into wearing them, but I said absolutely not.
Good call.
Would you date
an
athlete?
So you're watching Ballers on HBO?
Yeah, of course.
You would. Would you date Chad Morris?
No.
You should watch it, Ballers.
Are you watching the HBO original series Ballers?
I'm not. Should I be?
No, you
shouldn't.
Yes,
you should.
No,
you should.
He's like 100 and he likes a teenage show.
Okay.
All right. So, bye. Cheerio. Good luck.
Nice to meet you. Cheerio.
Yes. It's like I know the language. All right, let's walk over here. I'd like to not talk to men, Mike. That's our rule, right?
That's the general rule of thumb.
20. Would you like to talk?
20.
Would you like to talk to a few older 20. Girls?
All right, sure.
Okay.
Like 50?
No. Hi, ladies. How are you? I'm talking to you guys. How's it going?
Good. Great.
Oh, what's your name?
Laura.
Laura, did you go to SMU?
I did.
When were you here?
Do I have to say?
Who cares?
2004.
Oh, you're still what? You're like 13, basically.
Yes.
And what do you do now?
I'm an accountant.
That's boring.
Kind of boring.
Cox School of Business.
Yes. Oh, the Cox School of Business. Do you know Big Harry?
Big Harry?
Yeah. Cox. The guy who was dean of the school, Big Harry Cox.
Yes.
Yes, he was
We're
the
Harry
dean.
Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Not when I was here, was he?
Yes, Harry was the dean.
Harry Cox.
Okay. I was thinking of...
Get her to say it.
Yeah, get her to say
okay.
Cox.
See All right, can. Perfect.
Okay, if you had to choose a dean that you preferred, would it be Harry Cox or would it be the guy that you had? Because we know Harry.
Harry, of course.
Okay.
Harry what?
It's tough.
Harry,
it's tough.
Harry who?
Harry who?
It's just not going to work. Okay, so are you married now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good
it's
for you. Now, wait,
work.
How old have you got out in 04? What does that make you?
33.
You got any kids?
Whoa.
Nope.
That's good.
Are you pregnant
had any?
Now?
No.
You plan on having them?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. You stay out of this.
What kind of questions these are, okay? Are you asking them? I didn't think so.
Ask her if she's currently pregnant.
Are you currently pregnant?
No, I'm not. No.
Are you sure?
Oh, she's drinking.
Would you like a burrito?
Have you checked in the last couple of days, though?
No, I have not checked because I don't have any reason to do so.
Would you like a burrito?
Interesting. Interesting. Would you like a burrito?
A what? A burrito?
21. Are you watching Ballers?
Would you stop it? Are you watching the HBO original series Ballers?
No.
What kind of TV do you like?
Really bad reality shows.
Oh, come on. What was your name again?
Laura.
There they are.
Laura, come on. You can do better than that. We expect more out of you as a 33-year-old entrepreneurial person.
Okay.
When's the last boyfriend you had?
Several months ago.
Uh-oh. What happened?
He cheated on you, didn't he?
Quickly, you dumped him, didn't you? He was a jerk. He didn't make enough money.
Exactly.
Was he a jerk?
Yes.
He was, wasn't he? Why?
He was
what is wrong
jerk.
With guys?
I don't know.
I mean, you're a highly attractive woman with a great job, and you got things going on. You don't have any babies.
No
don't
babies,
worry about him.
No.
He's a broke jerk.
He is a broke jerk. You made more money than him, didn't you?
Dude, I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
You made more money than he did, didn't you?
I don't know. We never got into that discussion.
You
Ask
should
her
have.
If she has stinky butt.
No. Is he on meds?
I don't know.
Seriously.
Just ask. No.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi. Do you like
Good,
sandwiches?
You?
Did you guys all go to school together?
No.
Where'd you go to school?
You probably don't want to know. Not SMU.
Where? It doesn't matter. Where?
TCU.
That's where I went.
Oh, really?
I went to TCU.
Yeah. I've kind of been surrounded by beautiful women for the last 20 years, really.
Right.
So,
you
what
like taquerias?
Just cheering on...
SMU, that's where you are.
On SMU, yeah.
Okay.
My sister went here. Do I get credit?
Oh, your sister went here.
Yeah.
No, you don't get any credit for that. Oh, damn it.
Well,
do you like
fun.
Sandwiches?
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you very much. That was great.
Thanks.
Laura,
Sefco coming your
good
way.
Luck tonight.
Sefco coming your way.
I'm going to pray for you, okay?
Sefco coming your way.
That you don't have a baby.
Thank you.
All right. Keep it out. Eddie Sefco's coming my way.
Yeah, right
what?
There. There
Where's
he is,
Eddie?
The red shirt.
Eddie.
This is John Elway.
Well, you hear that sound, that means that we are at end of watch for today.